Hi everybody, and welcome to our latest installment of the SQL Server 2008 Express video series. I'm Roger Dougherty. I'm a technical evangelist with Microsoft Developer and Platform Evangelism.
And I'm Zach Owens.
And today's installment, we're going to talk about how easy it is to manage a SQL Server 2008 Express installation.
Sounds good, Raj.
So let's go over a few topics that we're going to cover in today's video. First of all, we're going to talk about some of the great graphical management tools we have available for managing your SQL Server installation. And these tools are available with SQL Server Express. The tool we'll show you today is called SQL Server Management Studio, and it's basically a point-and-click way of going in there and doing all the most common database administration and configuration tasks that you need to get up and running. Secondly, we're going to talk about the topic of dynamic management, and this is how SQL Server automatically reconfigures itself to handle whatever workloads that you throw at it, so you don't have to worry about all kinds of manual configuration and tuning required to keep your database server healthy. And finally, we're going to talk about how we've shared a lot of best practices about how to keep your SQL Server installation healthy and how we've exposed that through the new policy-based management infrastructure in SQL Server 2008.
Sounds good. Let's jump in, Raj. So I'm going to start by launching SQL Server Management Studio and logging into a local version of SQL Express that I have installed.
Cool. So why don't we first check out some of the ways to configure SQL Server and how some of these configuration options are dynamically managed for you, Zach. So we'll go in and check out the properties on your SQL Express instance. And the first thing we'll look at is the memory page. And if you look at the configuration settings here, basically it's configured to use all the memory that's possibly available in the system. Essentially, we've auto-configured SQL Server to take as much memory as it needs and release memory when it doesn't need it anymore, so you don't have to worry about those types of settings. And if you go to the Advanced tab, there's all kinds of other sophisticated tuning options like blocked process threshold and locks and max degree of parallelism. You'll see those are all set to zero. Over the years, we've taken all of these things and basically set them up so that SQL Server can automatically configure them so that you don't have to worry about changing them. So that's a little bit about dynamic management.
So basically what that means for a developer like myself is I can just install SQL Server and get it up and running without having to worry about the details.
That's right. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to get a SQL Server installation up and running.
So what about some of the basic database administration tasks, like creating users?
Yep, that's one of the first things you might want to do. So let's go in and create some logins.
So I've configured my Express instance here to allow for both Windows authentication and SQL Server authentication. So let's start by first adding a new login to this instance that's associated with a domain account. So I'll add your domain account here onto my database.
So there's a Windows domain out there that we're using for authentication on our network, and you're just going to add my account.
Yep.
Wow. That's very cool. So if you're already in a Windows environment, you don't have to create a bunch of redundant logins now for your database installation. You can just reuse your Active Directory infrastructure.
Exactly.
That's extremely cool.
So I'll go ahead and create another login that uses SQL Server authentication.
And this is the more traditional model where you would, you know, have a separate set of accounts that you use within your database to secure it.
Exactly. Right. And I'll give you a DB creator role, and we'll log in as your new user and show how easy it is to create databases.
Cool.
So I'm going to launch a new version of Management Studio, and this time I'm going to log in with this new user I created for you.
All right, so we're in. So let's go create a new database.
Simple as right-click.
All right, so this is kind of interesting. You can see that it's auto. We'll go back a little bit to the initial size there. So it's auto-configuring 5 megs for the data file and 1 meg for the log file. Then let's check out those auto-growth settings there. You can see that SQL Server automatically is set up to grow those files by 10% with unrestricted growth. That means you can start small, and SQL Server will dynamically allocate storage as it needs it as your database grows, so that you don't have to go out there and manually pre-allocate a bunch of storage, which makes it very easy to get up and running with your database.
Cool.
So we've gone ahead and created our new database, and it's out there. Now, what if I need to go and recreate this database on another SQL Server installation?
Sure. So I can do something as easy as right-click on the database and script database as out to a new query window. So even if I defined a bunch of tables and complex relationships, stored procedures, functions, whatever objects are within that database, they'd be in this create table script or this create database script as well, right?
Yep, absolutely. And it's very cool. Like all just with a few clicks, you essentially generated all that SQL. And every operation within Management Studio can be scripted out in this way so you can understand what's actually happening behind the scenes from a database server and a database administration perspective.
Cool. So that's some of the basic stuff. What about some more advanced concepts?
Yeah, so over the years, we've kind of learned some things about the right way and the wrong way to configure a SQL Server installation. And we've collected a bunch of best practices around that. And in SQL Server 2008, we've actually exposed those best practices using a new policy-based management infrastructure. So essentially, you have the ability now to create policies up on the on the database server and evaluate them whether or not your database server is in compliance with those policies.
Sounds good. So what we notice under the Management tab, we have a new policy management option here. So currently, I have no policies loaded in my system, but you mentioned these best practices. So let's go ahead and import one of those. So a bunch of those come already with SQL Express. And if we go up here, I believe the default location it will dump you in is right here if you're doing this on a new install. So if we would have drilled in, one of the interesting ones I think is last backup date. So this policy actually checks to make sure that you've backed up your system within the last 24 hours. So if I import this policy, and then I'll go ahead and run that policy against my database. So if I click evaluate here, it's going to run against all of my databases in this instance, and it's going to tell me if they've been backed up within that threshold. Looks like I've got a bunch of red X's. This is a development machine, so I haven't actually backed up these databases. If I drill into the details here, I can see it wanted it to have been within the last 24 hours, but I've never backed up this particular database. If I look down here at a green one, something, a Gallery 2 database I've been working on for a PHP demo, this, for example, has been backed up today, so it's showing green.
Well, wow, that's very cool. So basically, with just a simple policy evaluation, I can go and figure out how exposed I am with regards to data loss for a SQL Server installation without having to write any SQL or do anything.
Right, and having done this by hand would have been pretty difficult.
Yep, you have to write a SQL query that, you know, iterates through all the databases in your SQL Server installation and then checks a bunch of variables to determine when the last backup was done. So this is actually quite a nice time saver and something that's very practical and easy to use.
And I could configure these things if I wanted to drill into this policy and look at the details. The condition that we're checking is that every day. So that's actually all expression-based. So I could go in here and drill in and change that to, say, a week or whatever threshold I wanted it to evaluate on.
So it's all configurable.
Exactly. Yep. And there's a bunch of other policies in here. So when Roger and I were looking at what we wanted to screencast today, what we did, we just started drilling in on books online. And we weren't even sure that policy-based management was supported in Express until we sort of researched things. And it's actually a pretty cool feature. So here, if we look under books online, operations, administration, we drill into this administering with policy-based management. This is where you could get more details on how you could actually configure this for your environment. And then here's all of those best practices and sort of goes through the details of what all of these policies that we ship with SQL Server are.
There's some very, very useful things in here from a security perspective for data file management, preventing you from shooting yourself in the foot with some configuration options that could have a negative performance implication if you turned them on. You know, there's all kinds of really good stuff here that you can just take advantage of without really having to have had gone through these specific scenarios.
Sounds good, Roger.
So just to wrap up, we talked a lot about SQL Server 2008 Express, and I wanted to emphasize that Express is just a member of the SQL Server family. Everything that we talked about today not only applies to Express, but all the other SQL Server products above it as well, like Standard, Enterprise, and Web Edition. We've got great graphical management tools that make it easy to set up and configure SQL Server with just point-and-click kind of operations. All of those things are scriptable, as we said, to make it easy to understand what's happening behind the scenes and to reproduce it. SQL Server, we've done a lot of work to make it a dynamic management environment so that it automatically tunes itself to whatever workloads you're throwing at it. And finally, we've tried to expose all the best practices we've learned over the years using these new policies to make it easy for you to keep yourself safe and keep your SQL Server 2008 installation nice and healthy.
Sounds good. Well, thanks, Roger.
Thank you, Zach.